turned back. Harun, heaving himself over the dragon's shoulder scales with one hand and beating out his flaming hair with the other, presented himself to his view. Liot-Urt's hand flew to his dagger, but pain had sharpened Harun's normally excellent reflexes to needle point. A backhand blow hammered into the dragon lord's wrist, sending the dagger arcing away towards the ground, and another caught the man full on the chin. The dragon, carrying the weight of two men, was only a few yards above the grass. This turned out to be fortunate, because at the moment Liot-Urt lost consciousness, the dragon winked out of existence. Liesa hurried across the grass and helped Harun stagger to his feet. He blinked at her.
"What happened? What happened?" he said thickly.
"That was really fantastic," she said. "The way you turned that somersault in mid-air and everything."
"Yeah, but what happened?"
"It's rather difficult to explain."
Harun peered up at the sky. Liartes, by far the most cautious of the two brothers, was circling high above them.
"Well, you've got about 10 seconds to try," he said.
"The dragons."
"Yeah?"
"They're imaginary."
"Like all these imaginary burns on my arm, you mean?"
"Yes, no," she shook her head violently. "I'll have to tell you later."
"Fine, if you can find a really good medium," snapped Harun.
He glared up at Liartes, who was beginning to descend in wide sweeps.
"Just listen, will you? Unless my brother is conscious, his dragon can't exist. It's got no pathway through to this..."
"Run!"
shouted Harun. He threw her away from him and flung himself flat on the ground as Liarte's dragon thundered by, leaving another smoking scar across the turf. While the creature sought height for another sweep, Harun scrambled to his feet and set off at a dead run for the woods at the edge of the arena. They were sparse, little more than a wide and overgrown hedge, but at least no dragon would be able to fly through them. It didn't try. Liartes brought his mount in to land on the turf a few yards away and dismounted casually. The dragon folded its wings and poked its head in among the greenery, while its master leaned against a tree and whistled tunelessly.
"I can burn you out," said Liartes after a while.
The bushes remained motionless.
"Perhaps you're in that holly bush over there."
The holly bush became a waxy ball of flame.
"I'm sure I can see movement in those ferns."
The ferns became mere skeletons of white ash.
"You're only prolonging it, barbarian. Why not give in now? I've burned lots of people. It doesn't hurt a bit,"
said Liartes, looking sideways at the bushes. The dragon continued through the spinney, incinerating every likely-looking bush and clump of ferns. Liartes drew his sword and waited. Harun dropped from a tree and landed running. Behind him, the dragon roared and crashed through the bushes as it tried to turn round, but Harun was running, running with his gaze fixed on Liartes and a dead branch in his hands. It is a little-known but true fact that a two-legged creature can usually beat a four-legged creature over a short distance, simply because of the time it takes the quadruped to get its legs sorted out. Harun heard the scrabble of claws behind him, and then an ominous thump. The dragon had half-opened its wings and was trying to fly. As Harun bore down on the dragon lord, Liarte's sword came up wickedly to be caught on the branch. Then Harun cannoned into him, and the two men sprawled on the ground. The dragon roared. Liartes screamed as Harun brought a knee upwards with anatomical precision, but managed a wild blow that re-broke the barbarian's nose for him. Harun kicked away and scrambled to his feet, to find himself looking up into the wild, hoarse face of the dragon, its nostrils distended. He lashed out with a foot and caught Liartes, who was trying to stand up, on the side of his head. The man slumped. The dragon vanished. The ball of fire that was billowing towards Harun faded until, when it reached him, it was no more than a puff of warm air. Then there was no sound but the crackle of burning bushes. Harun slung the unconscious dragon lord over his shoulder and set off at a trot back to the arena. Halfway there, he found Liot-Urt sprawled on the ground, one leg bent awkwardly. He stooped and, with a grunt, hoisted the man onto his vacant shoulder. Liesa and the loremaster were waiting on a raised dais at one end of the meadow. The dragon woman had quite recovered her composure now and looked levelly at Harun as he threw the two men down on the steps before her. The people around her were standing in deferential poses, like a court.
End of CD 4.